And one thing I've noticed, and I wanted to ask you about this, is when somebody, for example, wants to get thinner, what goes into that person's vortex? A new body or more self-acceptance?
Well, both. Both. The self-acceptance must come before the desire about the new body can be accomplished. Because what happens is, as the desire is there, but the experience is different, and there's constant clamoring and pushing against the what is, then there's that internal battle that is preventing the alignment of energy that provides the inspiration.
And in that sense, are all desires equal? Are desires that comes more from the heart are the same as desires that I want to do to look good to others? Is that desire the same thing?
Equal by what standard? Is source energy more interested in your really serious things? One day Esther was meditating, and we were just beginning to talk about getting into that place where what's in the vortex can flow into your experience, getting vibrationally up to speed so that you can begin to receive thoughts. And she was all tuned in, and she started receiving thoughts about furniture, about placement of furniture. And she really enjoyed the sort of conversation and movie that was going across her mind. But then later she questioned, shouldn't I be doing things of more importance with this energy stream? And that sort of speaks to your question. Are there thoughts that are more important? There are thoughts that have greater momentum. But since you can be or do or have anything, and since you are a magnificent creator, it's only when you step into the shoes of someone who is aware of other people in other shoes looking at you that you begin to assign higher levels of righteousness to subjects. There are a lot of thoughts that make up the whole of this magnificent life experience that you all are living. And one of the things that you do that is not of advantage to you is that this is the way we like to best answer that question. So as human consciousness, you assign labels to different group subjects. And you call them right and wrong or better or worse. And you give them all kinds of different labels, endless labels, political labels, religious labels, labels of condemnation, labels of praise. And you sort of, as most humans, you define the world in these piles. And then you stand, we love you so much, smugly in your pile, bestowing the virtues of the pile in which you stand, and mostly doing it by condemning the other piles in this way and in that way and in that way. And that sort of is a description of much of humanity. From our perspective, we see all of this humanity, but there are only two piles. And the piles are temporary. It's in this moment under the influence of Source, or in this moment under the influence of something else. And then what you begin to notice is that in all of those other piles, endless piles, are those who are under the influence of Source or not. And so there are no righter things that you can do or wronger things that you can do. Your alignment is about what your life, and we're talking about your whole existence, what your life has caused you to experience and what rockets you've launched and what your vibrational reality is. Do you have a picture? Do you sense the realness of this vortex that we talk about all the time? Does it make sense to you that there was a vortex that was the energy of who you are as you made the decision to come in, and that all of the life experience that you've lived since has contributed to that and caused an evolution of that? And so here is this state of beingness, this vibrational state of beingness that you are in every moment having a relationship with. And in your moments of greatest joy and love and appreciation, you are in complete oneness with all of that, which means it will represent itself to you, manifest itself to you in endless different ways as the configurations of the cooperative components manage to come together through law of attraction to surprise and delight you. And that really is what life is about. That commitment that you were talking about is the commitment to understand the rightness of who you are, but also the rightness of who everyone else is. And there's something that gets so screwy when you stand in an attitude of, in order for me to stand in rightness, then a whole lot of others have to stand in wrongness. Because anytime anyone does that, they disconnect from Source, who does not do that. Man, in misunderstanding this non-physical energy, has conjured a relationship with this non-physical energy, and even now trying to deem it right and wrong, or good and bad, or angel and devil. When all that has happened is that humans have experienced moments of connection with Source and moments of not connection with Source, and then have misunderstood what it means. They've misunderstood their ability to move within the energies of all of that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
We're out of time, so if there is something that you want, speak it now.